What's the probability that this process is taking place at other locations of the galaxy? I would say relatively high. It turns out that probably a good number of the stars, I couldn't give you a figure offhand, but a good number of the stars probably have planetary systems associated with them. And so I don't feel we are by any means the only solar system. In fact, the one picture that I had shows a disk around another star. We know that Vega has materials that are rotating around it, around the star. And so I would say the phenomenon of solar systems, of other solar systems, is really relatively high. But it would be another question to say that these solar systems have life on them. That is an entirely different question. Calculations show that in the galaxy as it is, probably about one star out of every, well, anywhere between 10 million and 10 billion could have a planet like the Earth around it. And what that boils down to is anywhere between about 40,000 and 4 million planets like the Earth someplace in our galaxy. So again, that's not to say there are 40,000 to 4 million living beings like ourselves in the galaxy. This is just, again, a probability calculation that there are Earth-like planets in the galaxy.
I don't think we intend to detail what you define as Earth-like planets. How are you
making it? Basically, by an Earth-like planet, I mean a planet that over the course, well, 3 billion years, if you want to go that far, 3.5 billion years can support life as the Earth has been able to support life for that long. Not humans, but some form of life. And we feel that life certainly began on Earth, certainly has been around on Earth, that in terms of simpler microbes, dated back over 3 billion years ago, and conditions on Earth had to be such that those microbes and succeeding life could also exist on Earth. And that's what I mean by an Earth-like planet, one that could sustain life for that period of time. And there's where you come with the 40,000 to about 4 million planets.
We're talking a certain type of star that's got enough energy output that photosynthesis,
right,
something could function on it. It's stable enough that the temperature stays within bounds, where water doesn't either boil or freeze, but between those boundaries. The size small enough that it doesn't have too much atmosphere around it so that you get huge greenhouse effects. Large enough that it's got enough atmosphere around it that you get somewhere near atmospheric pressure. You've got, well, for microbes, you have oxygen. So there's a whole list of things, and that means there's not very many. But this is not dealing at all with the question of, did life start there, which required a solution to the question, how does life start? And our suggestion is, by God. And so then it depends on decision that he decided to put into it. Okay. An evolutionist would say, oh, love starts by itself, but then they'd have to answer the question, how frequently does it start by itself? And nobody knows the answer to that.